Let's begin by talking about the test. What is cystoscopy?
So cystoscopy is a procedure we do in the office, and there's many different reasons that we would perform a cystoscopy. One of the more common things is if people or someone is found to have blood in their urine, and that's probably one of the most common reasons that we perform cystoscopy. Men with enlarged prostates that have urinary difficulties, or sometimes women with recurrent infections, will get cystoscopies as well. And what it is, it's a minor procedure that we typically do in the office, where we put a little telescope into the patient's bladder, and we look around and we can see the entire bladder during the procedure, and it usually takes less than a minute.
It sounds pretty routine. Is there a downside?
It is a little uncomfortable, so patients aren't always very excited to have a cystoscopy. But the utility of it, it's so important that patients do understand that and they do go through the procedure. Some of the side effects that you can see, patients will sometimes get blood in the urine after the procedure. Some patients will have some burning with urination after the procedure. Other patients will develop irritative symptoms, so that's symptoms like going to the bathroom too frequently or urgently, so more often than they usually do, but those usually go away after a few days. So long-term consequences and side effects from a cystoscopy are basically zero, very little.
When you do one of these, what are you looking for?
Really, I guess, depends on why we're doing it. When we're doing it for blood in the urine, the most important thing we're looking for is that there isn't a bladder tumor or a bladder cancer. In men who have urinary symptoms and they don't have blood in the urine, a lot of times we're looking at their prostate, trying to see how big it is, seeing what the shape is, so we can determine what treatments would be available to help them with that. And then for people with recurrent infections, we're looking for anything that could be potentially in the bladder that can be a source of the recurrent infections.
So now let's turn to the procedure and the different ways that it can be done.
So the blue light cystoscopy, which we have at St. Mary, is revolutionized the way that we diagnose and now treat bladder cancer. So the standard cystoscopy uses a white light. That's a standard piece of equipment that basically every urologist in every hospital has. The problem with the white light is you're limited in what you can see with that white light. Where the blue light truly is amazing is in that it allows us to see things that you actually cannot see with the white light. So patients are given a medication in their bladder prior to the procedure, and then once we flip on the blue light instead of the white light, we're able to see things in their bladder, early small bladder cancers that you just can't see with the white light. So we're able to diagnose things earlier. We're able to diagnose things that are smaller, and we don't miss the diagnoses that you cannot see with the white light.
Explain a little bit more about the difference in what you're seeing.
The difference is dramatic. The cystoscopy that we use with the white light, the tumors generally look kind of fleshy, almost like your skin color, which is why with the regular white light, you can miss a small tumor. But with the blue light, as soon as you flip it on, a tumor becomes bright pink. So it's literally impossible to miss the tumor once the blue light turns on.
So what are you putting in the bladder? Is it something that I could be allergic to?
It's a medication called Cysview, and we put it into the patient's bladder about an hour before the procedure. And we haven't had any patients that have been allergic to this medication. It doesn't get absorbed because your bladder doesn't absorb the medication or the dye. It just kind of sits in the bladder for the hour, and then we take it out of the patient's bladder before we do the procedure. So since the bladder doesn't absorb it, people don't typically react to that.
So just switching to a blue light is helping you find things smaller earlier and those you couldn't see before? That's amazing.
And that's the key. It's the missing things. And especially in bladder cancer, which is a very recurrent disease, some of the thought now is that the recurrence is probably from missing some of the tumors early on that you really just can't see with the white light. So when we're making the diagnosis earlier in these smaller lesions, we're also able to treat it better in the operating room using the blue light technology as well, and removing things that may take years to really pop up clinically with the white light.
Do you still use the white lights?
We still use white light on the majority of patients. The patients that we typically use blue light on are the ones that have a history of bladder cancer or those that we're surveilling for bladder cancer. So if someone comes in with blood in their urine, that's usually when we'll look inside with a cystoscope into their bladder and make the diagnosis. Because it's so recurrent, once you have the diagnosis, you're unfortunately stuck with your urologist forever. And, you know, every 3 months for the first year, you're getting repeated cystoscopies to make sure it doesn't come back. You know, up to 70 to 80% of bladder cancers will come back over the patient's lifetime. So that helps us surveil them better, so we're diagnosing a potential recurrence in an earlier stage, so it's less problematic for the patient.
Is bladder cancer deadly, or is it something that you can treat and manage?
Bladder cancer is interesting because there's two types. There's what we call the superficial bladder cancer and the muscle invasive. The superficial bladder cancer is the one we're talking about now with the surveillance. The muscle invasive generally requires much more radical treatment, such as chemotherapy, radiation, even removing the bladder. The superficial kind doesn't technically hurt anyone unless it progresses and becomes that invasive kind. So for superficial, we surveil them to make sure it doesn't come back. And then if it does, we obviously remove it as soon as possible so it doesn't become that more aggressive that requires more radical treatment. And again, that's why the blue light's fantastic, because we're able to surveil them and follow them much closer and make these diagnoses of recurrences at a much earlier state.
Has this blue light technology been around for a while?
It's been around for the past few years, very sporadically. Even now, in this Philadelphia region, I think we're one of three hospitals, maybe four total, that offer it. We're the only hospital in Bucks County that offers blue light cystoscopy. And in the office, we're actually the only office in the tri-state area that includes New York, New Jersey, all of Pennsylvania that offers blue light cystoscopy in the office right now. So we're the only office in the tri-state region with a flexible blue light cystoscope for surveillance in the office.
So who's paying for all this technology?
Personally, I didn't pay any of it, thankfully. But no, we're very fortunate. The foundation at St. Mary Medical Center had a golf outing in the fall, and all of the proceeds from that went to pay for the blue light. And then where I think they were a little short, but not much, the hospital paid the rest. So they completely outfitted our office with the flexible cystoscope and also the operating room with the blue light technology. So we're really fortunate and thankful to both the hospital and the foundation at St. Mary.
Fascinating, Dr. Jaffe. Thanks so much for the update.